Diana Chittister, Take It Back here on Neo Rocks. Of course, you are listening to Neo Rocks, playing the best in local music from Northeast Ohio until 10 o'clock. And in studio with us right now, Diana Chittister, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be back.
Yes, it's almost weird. She's in studio with you.
Hey!
Hey, Jess.
What's up?
I know.
You two are inseparable outside of Monday nights for the past 5 years. And
people
now
call us Dianica Black. I know. But yeah, usually when I'm here with you, it's just me. And Jess is usually doing her thing elsewhere. So, but tonight,
I know. I'm a day job now. Not a night bartender.
Well, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And actually, you and I were kind of going back a little bit because I made a comment the last time that I saw the two of you that you've done an interview with us. Mm-hmm. The two of you have each been in here individually to do interviews with us.
Yeah.
And I actually went back to find it. It was December of 12.
Wow.
So.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So you're due. You're past due.
I am past due. And I'm here now. I'm ready to talk. What can we talk about?
So, so you're back in town.
Yes, we're back home. Not just back in town, but back home. The update, we relocated to Portland, Oregon. It was October of 2014. So we dug it, but you know, this is going to sound crazy. It's very progressive, but I think it's hard being somebody that grew up with the mentality to build things, you know, to be kind of a soldier to make change, to be living in an area where you're just part of the change that's already happened. We felt useless there. We were happy to be accepted without, you know, as a couple and not have to ever worry about hiding who we were. Or there is a very warm openness to Portland, Oregon. But we felt like there was so much more that we could have been doing. And so there were a lot of reasons for us coming back. Primarily, I missed my community of friends, musicians, family. But a big thing was the politics. We wanted to come back and be like, okay, it is cool on the West Coast, so let's come over here east and let's make some of those changes.
We came back and look what happened two days ago. That's what we
happened. And now gay marriage is legal. Yeah. But yeah, so we're back home. This is home.
So now that you're back, what's your plan?
Right. Well, we've already established we've done gay marriage, so check. No. there's a lot that that we're kind of looking to get into. And I think one of the biggest things, if we're talking politically, one of the biggest things that Jess and I almost kind of made the mistake of, we would try to do so much on our own, which isn't necessarily bad, but we forget how many really good groups there are out there already making big efforts to move things in the right direction. So a lot of our work now, we're looking at community-based. What's already out there that's happening, and where can we be a voice to help that along, as opposed to, you know, like you mentioned, that 12-hour donation drive that we did back in 2012.
That was a really, really cold day.
It was horrible. You know, but that was us saying, oh, we need to do something, and I'll just do it all myself. I'll play for 12 hours. You know, not necessarily very effective.
We're gonna work a little smarter.
Yes, that's our plan. Work smarter.
You know, and we also have, you know, working back into music. I think we're kind of set to play for the next 2 months here in Cleveland, Ohio, and then we want to touch base in some of the other cities that we've toured to. But Diana personally, I know, wants to spend some time writing and kind of getting all those words together that are there that don't seem to be coming out, to get new music out there and eventually start working on a new album.
Yeah, that writer's block is, I don't know if it's writer's block, but there is a lot that's happening right now, and there is a lot that my thinking changed a lot when I got over to the West Coast and lived there for a little while, and just so much of my perspective on everything, on what it means to have a home, a family, to have friends, or just, you know, why I do the work that I do, why I choose to be a musician instead of selling paint or, you know, like something else that might make more money. All these things, and trying to figure out, well, how do I make them sound sexy in a song? You know, and so a lot of these stories that I've had are not coming out quite yet, but the riffs are there, the guitar parts are there. So the plan is to stay very busy in the summer, and then in October we're gonna slow way down, and I'm gonna write something.
Gonna go into hibernation, record, and then next spring come out with a new disc.
Do this all over again.
Plan.
Yeah, and for the record, if you were selling paint, Eric and I would buy it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, see, I would make more money.
Well, you've got a really, really pretty guitar in hand.
Yeah, well, this is the topic of conversation. We're trying to track this little guy down because the rumor was it was from 1906, a 1906 Gibson. And then when Jason and I were kind of looking at it, we're like, that might not be the case. But either way, it is still a very old parlor-style guitar.
I think we have to give a shout-out to Paul and Michelle Kitt, who it belongs to, that you borrowed it from for the evening.
Yes, you have such an NPR voice right now.
I was trying to do my NPR radio voice. I'm glad you caught on. Thank
that
you.
That was the manager's voice going, we have to make sure to thank everybody.
So, yeah, that's what I'm holding right now. And do you want me to play something on it?
We would love for you to play something.
Oh, I'd love to do that. You want me to take Jess's mic?
Yeah, we'll take Jess's mic.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Hey.
All right. Sound check here.
Yeah, we're good.
You good? All right, well, this is a song. It's called Alleluia, and it's from the last CD, Find My Way Home, that I put out. And it, I wrote this actually on... it was June 26th of 2014 when DOMA had been abolished, and I had just ventured back home to Pennsylvania to confront some issues of my past, which involved my family, and my dad and I laid some things to rest. So this is a little tune about that journey home.
We've got...
Well, I've been heading down a pathway, all the ones that took me far and distant. I'm hoping that this call for truth will lead me home to the place that I left. 'Cause there's been some time a while I've been changing, and I've had myself a new beginning. I'm tired of dodging those bombs from my past, so I'm headed home to lay them all to rest. Called me daughter, of an understanding he wished she could further. And I'm hoping that my sweet surrender will take me home to the place that I left. 'Cause I've had the many miles, my directions. I can't say I led with the best of intentions. And I'm hoping that my sweet salvation will take me home. Yeah.
Diana Chittister live on NeoRex. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, you've got a bunch of shows coming up.
Yes, sir, I do.
I say, including the Red, White, and Brew.
Oh, that's going
to
be a cool.
I have to say that very slowly or else I'm going to screw that one up.
Yeah, and just you already did a rundown of what the lineup is, and it's incredible.
About what time are you playing?
I will be on the stage at 1:50 to 2:35.
And actually, there will be a 10-minute pause because there's a wedding happening on the Nautica. So they did ask that the music quiets while they give their vows. So we will kind of all direct our attention between Diana and the Nautica and then back to Diana. But...
And then we're going to follow it up at a VIP party that's happening later that night for the important people, whoever that may be.
The people that give lots and lots of money.
That's who that is. So we'll be performing for the party as well.
All right. And then you've got a bunch of other shows. Go ahead and run down the checklist that Jess gave you.
Jess wrote out all my dates so I don't forget them here. But yes, on July 10th, Rock the Park in Twidsburg, Michael Stanley is performing, and I have been asked to open this show for him. So I'm very excited about that one. It's a cool amphitheater, great place to see live music, great place to play live music for sure too. Yeah. And then July 11th, so the very next night, I am performing at the House of Blues in the Crossroads Restaurant, which is a great stage. The restaurant does a great job in supporting local music, and we have a blast every time that we're there. Not to mention the food is great, and they now have a craft beer list, which I think came from our request. Because every time we were in there, we're like, guys, you need a craft beer, and now they have it.
Change in Cleveland once at a time.
One beer at
we
a came time.
We back for the important stuff. Yeah, and then what's kind of cool, you were already talking about the Van Aken show, and I am going to be part of that on July 17th. What's interesting about this one is I'll have a band with me, which I haven't done a band show in almost 2 years. We'll see what that happens.
I'm really kind of upset because I'm involved with that, and that's the 1 week that I'm not there.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
So very, very early on, I was told the date and went, no, she's not allowed to play that week. She's got to find a different week.
I tell you, everybody had something going on that week, even trying to put a band together. I don't want to say that I didn't get my top picks. It's not that. But when I kind of like threw it out there to who's available to play, there's so much happening that weekend. But I'm going to say Van Aken is the place to be because that's where I'll be hanging.
It was kind of cool though how the band came about because we were out in Norwalk, Ohio doing an interview on 95.3 WLKR. And Sean, who was in the studio, was a bass player. And then he has a friend who's a drummer. So we kind of established a band from some guys in Norwalk.
Nice.
It was very cool.
So, and how are you doing with the giving up parts?
Yeah, well, I've told them that they need to work with me on that. I warned them. Any band member that I worked with, I said, you know, a lot of these songs, the reason that they're played the way they are is when I was writing Find My Way Home, I was not performing with a band, but I thought for a studio record, I would still use a band. So I was writing what I wanted the bass player to do or what I thought the drums were going to sound like and trying to figure out how to work them into the song. So it's very cool to be able to perform all of that solo. But yeah, when I step into a band setting now, it's, you know, I'm hitting my guitar and then the drummer's trying to hit his, you know, snare. And I'm like, we're colliding. And it's a good training thing for me to learn how to leave space for other players. Kind of rambling here, but I really got into Lindsey Buckingham lately, which is a extreme opposite from Ani DeFranco, you know, who is what I listened to for years because I learned how to play solo, learn these alternate tunings and this percussive style that Ani had. And now that I'm diving into Lindsey Buckingham, he leaves so much space for the Fleetwood Mac band to do their thing. And you don't play a note unless it's intended to be played. So I'm putting myself through some training. Well, it should be fine.
Well, you want to play another track?
Yeah. I I'm going to step away from happy. I don't do happy well, so. And we're caught up here getting this microphone moved around. This is a song called Storyteller, and it's one that I did for two reasons. There was a novel written, and the author asked if I would write a song for the soundtrack. But the novel turned out to be an autobiographical story about two sisters. And in the early chapters of the book, where she's describing the relationship between the two sisters, it reminded me of my childhood and how I grew up with my older sister. So this song, Storyteller, has that dual purpose. Good company, a way to free all I live vicariously through the stories you'd share with me. When the house lay dark across the hall to the dim lit room from the lamplight against the wall, as your spotlight to tell you you're on. Storyteller, let your stories be told. Were a constant protection. You gave me direction from my cruel, scary world's deception. I'd always know the right way to go. You were courageous and brave. You're not afraid to live. So I watched from your shadow while your life light itself out for you. Run if these roles ever reversed, if I'm an experience first, hope you'd have me prepared. Baby, please, will you please come on back to me? I'm waiting on, just to see if I can do this out on my own. Storyteller, don't your stories be gone. Had a house of cards, the wind blew hard. Now they're lying flat on the ground. No, I haven't heard your voice in a while. In that silence, it's the cruelest. It sends a harshness that controls us, leaving each of us lost, separated from the past that we know. But if these roads ever reversed, if I'm an experience first, I'd hope you'd have me prepared. Baby, please, will you please come on back to me? I'm waiting on, just to see if I can do this out on my own. Storyteller, let your stories be told.
Diana Chinister live on Neo Rocks.
You never know with these old guitars.
What happened there?
Well, we're not sure. Not going to blame the radio station at all. All right, so anything you heard bad just now, that was me. No, it was some kind of rattling or buzzing, and that wasn't sitting right. But, you know, it's a step up from bleeding everywhere, as I did last time I was in. So I can't come in here and just do, like, a perfectly good session with you.
It's live radio.
Yeah, something weird has to happen.
We're proving that it's live. we're not playing anything from a can. So,
right.
So where can people go to find out more about you? Because you've got a bunch of shows coming up. Where can people go to find out about all of that?
Definitely. Website is the best source of information. It has all of the updated shows, and Jessica does a great job of keeping everything very current on that site.
So you can go to www.dianachittister.com, DianaChittester.com. And of course, there's always Facebook, which Diana is most active on, right?
I am. Yes.
So there was a 10x3
a while
ago that had Googie. You met Googie
at
that.
Yeah, I have a picture taken with the gnome.
Yeah. it was fun because in studio the week of, he refused to say your last name on the air. He's like, I'm going to screw up. I'm gonna say the wrong word.
He told me that. I was like, so I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, so what did you just say, Diana?
Did he just skip the name entirely?
I think I had to say it. a real quick rundown on what you got going on.
All right, get out your pen and paper, because we are starting with July 4th, the Red, White, and Brew Festival. I will be performing at 1:50 and actually staying all night for that. July 10th, opening for Michael Stanley at the Rock the Park in Twinsburg. On July 11th, I will be at the Crossroads House of Blues restaurant. And then on July 17th, Van Aken. I am performing with a band, first time in 2 years.
At the Van Aken Beer Garden.
Yes, at the Van Aken Beer Garden.
Very nice. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Hey, thank you. I always have a lot of fun with you guys. So
I say it's good to have both of you in the same place at once.
Thanks for letting me talk. So.
You did well.
Thanks.
NPR.
I might have a new calling.
We got one last track. Pulled up Doing Fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
On a good note.
Diana Chittister, Doing Fine. Neorox, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, Jason. Well, I was born to a world where there were monsters and ghosts ready for the taking if I ventured alone into that wondrous great unknown. So we built up all the walls and they stood sturdy and tall. They kept out the wicked and all the evil of the dark. And I was saved as long as I'm inside. So I lie and I run away, can't imagine me strong, fearless of the creatures that were just past those walls. If I could grow wings, I'd fly. Princess to a king and a queen that can't be locked up in the castle so that I couldn't see all those dragons breathing fire round me. Till one day a knight came with the beast that he slain on his horse with the sword, and suddenly I became just as safe as I was inside. So I'd lie and I went away, can't imagine me strong, braver than the bravest of the nights out at war. Stars as my guide, there's no one around me, there's
is nowhere to hide, and there is no longer a safe inside. So I lie and I run away, can imagine me strong, willing to conquer those vampires and wolves. Oh, I've learned. Yes, I'm taking that madness. Now it's magic, and it's mine. And I'm-